The Mishnah says weiter, Ein poichsin es haner. You're not allowed to like hollow out the lamp on Yom Tov. Ein poichsin es haner. Bevnei shuois a kli. Because it's considered you're making a utensil. So Rashi learns Ein poichsin es haner means litel echad min abeitzim shal yetzer. If you have like a piece of clay that the clay man makes a nair out of it, v'litel echad min abeitzim shal yetzer litcha b'agroifo tefen, when you stick your fist into the clay to make a place to put nair, to put the shemen on Yom Tov, so that's also, you can't take a piece of clay and hollow out the middle of it to make a nair, to make a lantern to use. That's also to do on Yom Tov because you're making a kli. V'yein chamin b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make charcoal on Yom Tov. V'yein choytchen es apsila. And you're not allowed to cut a wick into two pieces. Rav Yehuda v'aymer choytcha b'yor. Rav Yehuda says, yes, you're allowed to cut the wick in half by a flame. In other words, take the wick in the middle, the center of the wick, light a fire there, and that will make it break in half. That you're allowed to do. So Rashi learns, you can't make charcoal. The inonami kli, it's also called you making a utensil. Litzrufezov, you could use it for other purposes. And the same thing, wick is also called a tikkun mana to cut the wick in half. But to make it with a shinui by through fire, that's your view that says you're allowed to. Mar says, mantan, who's the tan about mishnah de pchisas ner mana, that hollowing out in a clay, a hole there to put oil to make a nair, to make a lantern out of it, that's called you're doing something. So Rashi is like, the chiddush is kodim shetzof sobekivshin. The chiddush is you have the raw clay. Now a raw clay is not really into a kli. After you form the kli, then you first have to like bake it in the oven. So one svarid is not called a kli until it's baked in the oven. It shouldn't be an isser altogether. Our mishnah here holds no. You're not allowed to even form the clay, hollow out the clay. Mashma, it's called making a kli even before it's baked in the oven. So who's the time that it holds a kli, a earthly kli, it's called a kli before it's baked in the oven. So Marin says, Man tana de psichas ner monu, om Rav Yosef Rabbi Meir. This goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tanya would learn like this. Kli cheres, if you have an earthly kli, mi'em asai makabel tuma. At what stage is it makabel tuma? When is it called the finished kli that now of a sheretz touches it? It's makabel tuma. Mi shenigmer malach to div Rabbi Meir. When you finished its work, that's called. As soon as you finished its work, so Rashi learns it means when you finish chakikosam, when you finish forming the kli, even before it's baked in the oven, it's called a kli, an earthly kli, and if a sheretz touches it now, it's makabel tuma. Rabbi Yeshua v'aymer mi sheyetzav so the kivshan. No, nothing doing. It's not called a finished kli yet until you first like bake it in the oven. So you see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the kli, the utensil, is not called finished until first you finish baking it in the oven. Omala Somela, our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Meir and does not go according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara says, no, Omala Yabaya Mimai, how do you know this? Dilma may be at Kan Loi Kama Rabbi Meir. When did Rabbi Meir say his halacha? That the kli is Mekabel Tuma right away. Hosam El Dechaz LeKabule Bei Midi. Because right now when you hollowed out this kli, the clay, it's usable right now to accept something. It could be makabel, it could receive something, and you could store something in it. So therefore it's called the kli utensil right now, a component to be makabel tuma. Abel Hocha, but over here on Shabbos, Lamai Chazi, what is it usable for? The kabuli beif shite. So really it's the way Rashi explains it here. Like in mind, how do you know this? The Rav Meir holds that by a nair is just like other kli cheres. Maybe Rav Meir only says by a big kli cheres, by a big earthly kli. Therefore we say as soon as you hollow out the clay, right now you could put things there, you could store things in it. Therefore it's called fit for something, it's makabel tuma. But over here where you make it in there, a place just to make like a lantern, to light fire, where it's very small, if it's not fit right now to put oil to use it, like what are you going to use it for? Gemara says, it's not used for anything. So therefore maybe it's not called making a kli at all. So this Gemara answers no. Like Gemara's question was, over here, since it's a small kli, it's a small earthly kli, you're making a nair out of it, what can it be used for if it's not finished yet, if it's not baked in the oven? So Gemara says, chazla kabuli beif shite. Yes, you could use it to receive, to put pennies in there. You could store pennies there. So since it could be used for something, that's where Meir Svara, it is called the utensil, therefore just like it's makabel tuma, that's why it's also now Mishnah to make it on Yom Tov. Ika the Amri, someone said like this, Ika the Amri, Omer Rabbi Yosef, that Reb Lezeb, Reb Tzadiki. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezeb, Reb Tzadik. The Tanan we learned like this, Ilfasin. Here, Ilfasin Charnuyas, that these type of plates, Rashi said in the forest Lakamon Koroi Shabnei Ayurus. These are like plates, came from the people in the cities, Bnei Ayurus. Shein and Bnei Krochim, they don't live in the big cities, Gedolim. V'yein Makpidim Akelim Noyim. They live in the small cities. They don't care about having such nice fancy plates. As soon as you're smoothing out, spread out the plate, Shacheres Oichlim Bobos, right away they start eating from it. And they don't wait until you finish it completely in the oven. So the kids, Ilfa says Chanuyah, these are plates, they're earthly plates, that were not really baked in the oven yet. Is Tahiris, you should know that Torah, they're not Makabal Tumah. Tahiris Borei Lameis, if it goes into an Oil Ameis, it's not Makabal Tumah. So Rashi says, Lagabi Oil Ameis, being a Toich Lekli Cheris. There has to be some part to receive, like a base to receive something. But the Pasuk says, V'chol Kli Pasuach, Mashmud Yeshtoi Pesach. So therefore, something in an Oil Ameis, if you have a mace in a room, and you have other earthly kalim there, they're only mekabel tumah if they have a toich, if they have a base kibble, a portion like an indention to receive something. But here that's a flat plate, there's no place or no indention, not like a soup bowl to receive, it's just a flat plate, it doesn't have any tumas in an oil ames. Of the tumeyos b'maso azav, but if a zav sits on it, tumah, or carries it, tumas maso, that it does have. So Rashi learns, she azav metama klicheres besit. Zav is also metama of an earthly kli, just by touching it. And here it doesn't have to be a base kibble, therefore it is makabel tumah. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzadok Omer, Av Toris b'masa zav. No, it's even tor, even if a zav carries it, it's still tor. Lefish lo nigmor malachton, because the malachal is not finished yet. Since you did not bake it yet in the oven, it's not called finished yet. Or Rashi learns better, better still, not because it's not baked. Rashi learns, lefish lo nigmor malachton, Chakikoson, he nechaku. It's not finished even hollowing it out yet. In other words, like we said before, Rashi said, these are people living in the small cities that they don't even care to use a flat plate even before it's hollowed out to make it into a base kibble. So since it's not nigmur, you didn't finish hollowing it out to make the chakika of the clay, therefore it's not makabel tumah. So what do you see? Alma Rebbe Lezer, chakika meshavi lumona. Like if it would have been hollowed out, even not baked in the oven, just hollowing it out, that makes an igmur malachtai. So Me'el Al Mishnah that says hollowing out a kli is called making a kli, goes according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzadik. Rebbe Tzadik. Omalei Abai, somebody said back, Dilma maybe no. Ad kan lo kamer Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzadik, kosam el dechoz lekabuli be'midi. Maybe only over there again it's a bigger plate. See, even though it's not finished being hollowed out yet, you could use it for something. That's why it's makabel tumah. But over here, what can use it for? It's a small nair. If it's not hollowed out yet, or even if it's hollowed out, but if it's not finished completely, if it's not baked in the oven, you can't use it yet, it's not hard enough to leave oil in it. What is it fit for? So the Marin says again, yes, it's fit to use to store like store coins in it, to store small particles. So therefore, as long as it's finished, hollowed out, this nair is called the kli, and it's also to do it on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. Ain poichsin es haner. You're not allowed to hollow out this clay to make an air. V'ain oisin ilfus in charnuyis. And you're not allowed to make these type of ilfus, this type of a pot of charnuyis. B'yomtif, a flat plate, even though it's not hollowed out, you're not allowed to do it on yomtif. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ma'atev ilfus in charnuyis. Yes, he also, you are allowed to make a plate, this type of a flat plate, you're allowed to make on yomtif. Zemora says, Ma'ir charnuyis, am Rav Yehuda arnuyis. Maya Nuyas, what does that mean? Omrabaya Tsi Chaklisa. A very smooth, flat type of a plate. In other words, very cheap type of kalim, that are just flat, a flat piece of a plate that was not finished, it was not really hollowed out yet. Right, and Mishnah says then, V'yein Oisin. So that's why Shimon says you're allowed to make it on Yontif, because it's not called making a kli, since it wasn't really hollowed out yet, it wasn't really called making a kli. Then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, V'yein oisim chomim. You're not allowed to make charcoals on Yom Tov. Pshita, like Lamai Chazi. What does it fit for? In other words, if you only use coals the same day, and usually it's used for Dabar Shel Isser, to build something, to melt something down, so you can't use it on Yom Tov, so pshita, you can't make coals on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Toni Rebbe Chila Nitzachel Lamaiswa Lolorayin, Laboy Bayayim. The Nafkamin is, if you want to give it over to the best man, even on Yom Tov itself. So Rashi learns, Mecham Mecham Inu Machtois, to make the baths hot. The Afagad, the Sarach Yom Tov Heinois, even though they made these coals in order to make a big fire, to heat up the baths on Yom Tov, still you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. So Mara says, Omi Shari, is it mutter to like heat up a bath? We're talking about making a shvitz, making a place, a steam house, in order to just sweat. And before they made the gzera, not to even go to a sweat house. So mela, here the chiddush is, if you want to make these coals, just to make like a sweat house, in order to be able to sweat there, even though before they made the gzera, you were allowed to do it, still you're not allowed to make the pchomim, you can't make the charcoals, because it looks like you're making a kli on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, lahaziya machnes ha-pchomim l'toichoy. When the yodim nechnosu mezeyim, according to Gozal Zeya, nishtus mishtazu. Before the Rabbanim made a gzera not to take a sweat, not to go into a sweat house on Yom Tov, because Metchil was only yosef to take a bath, to wash. But a sweat house was mutter. Later the Rabbanim made a gzera not even to go into a sweat house. So once they made a gzera, before they made this gzera, really on Yom Tov you are allowed to have, if the coals were made from before Yom Tov, you would be allowed to make a lot of steam to make a sweat house. But the Mishnah is saying, you're not allowed to make the charcoals on Yom Tov itself. To make them first on Yom Tov, that's called you're making a kli, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here.